Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cone. The third time works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cone in 99, 27 up, 27 down. David Cone has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, the last hour I have tonight, but I'll be right back tomorrow to do the same thing. Oh, it is tomorrow. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Wednesday, and I might end up in Madison Square Garden, but I'm not pressed if I don't end up over there. Never been. Not for a Rangers game. Not for an Eastern Conference Finals game. But I might have an offer on the table, and if that offer comes through at any point before 6, 7 o'clock, I'm in there. 877-337-6666. The Mets lose the series. The Yankees can't win the series. Back-to-back nights, they lose. We're still coming off the loss of Knicks players and the Knicks season and that second-round series. And I know there's talk about Jalen Brunson signing. I don't know. We're in the offseason now, and we'll see what happens with all that. I was just watching a video of, shout out to my boy who just sent me a video of a Pacers fan being like chased outside of Madison Square Garden. I don't know what that was, Gabe. And the video said wait till the end, but the video was so long I couldn't wait till the end. But yeah, Knicks fans, I told you how I felt about it a couple nights ago. Man, all the applause, all the patting on the back. I think I heard Morash say today, if the Rangers lose this series, we're not high-fiving them. They're going to get booed. I talked about how the standards for the Yankees, the same fans that their baseball team is the Yankees and their basketball team is the Knicks, completely different standard. We're like, Knicks in eight. Oh, good season, guys. Pat you on the back. Great story. You made us feel something. Ultimately, they got a game further than they did the year before. They were the number 2 seed. And I know in theory, if they run it back, or in theory, like, your theories don't matter. I hear so many theories about, oh, the Knicks are going to be back. Okay, but Giannis is going to be back. And Embiid is going to be back. And this summer, somebody's going to force a trade. And the NBA is going to get shaken up again. You don't know who's going to be where and what. It's no guarantee you get back to the two seed. It's not a guarantee you get the right draw in the playoffs. It's, I don't know, man. Like, the year that the Bucks won it, I felt like that was a year they had to win it. And once they beat the Nets, and the Nets obviously didn't have two of their big three, I'm like, they got to go win it. And every year, I was listening to, talk about, you know, KD. And how KD popped his Achilles. And that's the only way the Toronto Raptors ever win an NBA Finals. It's part of the game. It's a long season in the NBA. And these guys try to load manage. These guys try to take nights off so that they can be fresh. Right? I mean, LeBron in the bubble. That's the only way LeBron and those Lakers win. They have to go to a Disney bubble. So, in theory, I think that this is an origin story. I think this is an early chapter for the Knicks' origin story. I think they learned a lot this year. I think you know that Jalen Brunson, this is his team. I think that gives you some flexibility with what you do with Julius Randle. I think that you try to continue to add some more depth. And then maybe your head coach won't have to just trust the same 5-6 guys. But yeah, the NBA is competitive. It's a grown man's league. All of these teams are trying to win, and they're going to try and get better. They're all superstar hunting. They're all looking to sign guys and trade for guys to get better, and there's no guarantee that the Knicks are just going to be at the top of the East again. You're going to have to do it all over again. But I think it's a good sign that, quote-unquote, the Knicks are back. I think it's a good sign that you can expect to see the Knicks go to the playoffs, right? They've gone 3 out of the last 4 years, and the last 2 years they've been able to advance out of the first round. I think that's a good sign, but you still have to have a good offseason. And I still think they're a superstar away. 877-337-6666. You need two guys. You need two stars. It's Brunson and who else? Randle? Nah, I think you saw that this team doesn't need Randle. You can do something better than Randle potentially. But who is it? Devin Booker? No. KD? No. Mikal Bridges? Maybe, but probably no. I heard Evan talking about it today, and he's 100% right. If Evan is telling you that the Nets aren't going to trade him, and I'm telling you the Nets aren't going to trade him, we know. We wanted him traded. We don't care. I was listening to Evan talking about, like, this guy doesn't mean anything to me. He doesn't. He wasn't drafted by the Brooklyn Nets. He only became a Brooklyn Net because they honored KD's wishes and sent him to his preferred destination. I don't have any type of connection to Mikal Bridges. If it's me, yeah, I'm taking 3 of the Knicks' first-round picks. And sure, if they want to send Mitchell Robinson over here or somebody else over here, cool. Reunite Mikal Bridges with his Villanova teammates. But I just don't think it's going to happen because Sean Marks, being in New York, being in Brooklyn, there's a rivalry there. And the Nets are always punching up because of their lack of fans, their own fault from moving the franchise around 5 different times. But I don't think that they're going to do anything to help the Knicks because they don't want to see the Knicks get any further than they've gotten. And like I said, as a Nets fan, I wasn't a hater on air. But Sunday morning, something in me just wanted to wear a Nets logo, put my Nets shoes on with my Brooklyn Nets dunks. And then when the Knicks lost, I said, they didn't get any further than we got. When we thought we were going to win something, they didn't get any further than we got a couple years back. Game 7, second round, 877-337-6666. Mario, Long Beach, back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith?
You know, just watching the highlights and trying to mix in some different conversation before I go.
Yeah, listen, I got a quick idea about your cat with the scratching.
Yeah.
The thing that's made out of cardboard, get some catnip and pour catnip on the cardboard. When he smells it, he'll go crazy and he'll want to stay there. He'll probably start scratching that.
Okay,
the other
maybe piece. I'll pick up some catnip from the spot. I mentioned that to my wife, and my wife was like, nah, Toon, she's different. She doesn't care about catnip. It doesn't work on her. Don't even waste her time.
Oh, does it? It doesn't work on her?
I don't know. I'll try it. I'll try it. Because I bought the thing. It was like $10 for the scratching post thing. Whatever. I don't know. I'm new still. My cat just turned 3. It's my first ever cat and, like, pet that I've owned.
Yeah, but getting to the, I have one question just about, like, just playing ball in general. It makes me crazy, and I don't know how you feel about it or if you ever pay attention to it in baseball, right?
Okay.
Guy hits a ground ball, and they do this all the time. They watch the ground ball, and then if it's a close play and they're out by a half a step, they would have been safe if they didn't turn and look, and they just kept running right from the beginning. And they all do that all the time. Yeah. Am I right or wrong?
No, a lot of them do that.
What are they looking at? If they hit it in the ground, they know they got to run fast. What are they going to see?
Because they're trying to determine their pace. Like, it's like, all right,
what pace? Run as fast as you can.
They're like, all right, if this is a ground ball right to the shortstop, that's a pretty sure-handed shortstop. I'm just going to jog it out, make it look like. But if it's looking like it could skip through or it might be a tough play, I'll turn it on a little more. But no, from when you're in Little League, you're taught, hey, you make contact with that ball, don't watch it. Bust it down the line to first base, but guys don't do that in the pros, too, because some of them don't want to get hurt, and some of them are just, like, down about not getting all the pitch.
Yeah, they can't run fast down to first base. Come on.
Some of them aren't fast, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. But getting back to the Knicks, it's very interesting, what we're saying. Of course, with the Nets, it was a different story. They had the three superstars. The Knicks, actually, they're at the end, when Brunson hurt his hand, their players that were on the injured list, if you put them on a starting five, they would have made the playoffs. You have Brunson, you got Mitchell Robinson, you got Bogdanovich, you got Ananobi, and you got them on a team, that's a good team.
If you put Giannis in the first round with Dame, the Pacers probably aren't in the Eastern Conference Finals right now.
Oh, you know what? In that game, let me just make a point of that game. You know who blew that game? That first game? I'm so mad, too, because I'm like you.
Tyrese Haliburton.
No, not only that, but it was the coaching. 10 seconds to go.
Oh, yeah.
You're up by three. Why do you let the guy take a three? They're not taking a three. I'm the coach saying, I don't care what. No three. You foul them before they get engaged into their shot. And then make it a foul shooting.
All of these guys that are shooting that have the ball in their hands late in those games, they can hit that three. LeBron tweeted about it. He said, "And y'all wonder why I'm always trying to foul up three because you don't let them take that 3-point shot. They can knock it down.
Exactly.
If you foul them and they go to the line and make two, okay, they still need one. You get the possession."
Exactly. And last thing, and I'll let you go, is the Mikal Bridges thing. I heard it today also with Devin. It was really funny. He's so ridiculous because he was talking about Mikal Bridges, and then he said, the guy really doesn't have, he's not a go-to guy. He's a second or third guy, and he doesn't have a lot of alpha male in him. He's not that kind of guy,
Right.
And then he said, and he also had a bad season. And then he said, but I'll take five number ones in a player. Like, who in their right mind is going to give up five numbers in players to Mikal Bridges?
That's too high of an asking price.
Are you kidding? And you know what's going to happen to Keith? You're not going to build around him. You might as well let him go now, because if he has another bad season, then his market value drops. Instead of three number ones, he'll get one, maybe, or nothing,
No,
let the guy go, because he's not. And I'll tell you something. If he went to the Knicks, look what happened with Hart and DiVincenzo when they went to the Knicks. They had their best year ever. Same thing with Bridges. If he went to the Knicks, he would have the best year ever. It would be better for him and his career. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Always a pleasure.
No problem, Mario. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm down to send him. But Sean Marks isn't going to do it. There's pride involved. Sean Marks got him back in the KD trade, so they're going to hold on to him just to ride it out and say, hey, no, we got this guy back. He's under control. He's the opposite of Kevin Durant. He's an Iron Man. He plays every single day. They're going to try and get some out of him. It is what it is. 877-337-6666. I said I was going to hit you guys with some DJ stories, man. The first time I ever went to DJ, shout out to my brother, rest in peace. He wanted to go out. He wanted to go partying. And I had never been to DJs. I think I might have been freshly 21. And I was just dumb, man. When you never, went somewhere and you don't know. And this is way before social media, could show you what it was like. I just wasn't, the camera phones weren't as good, and that place was dark, and it's small, or was small, and I remember showing up like a dummy because it was, advertised as DJ's Jersey Shore Dance Club. I showed up with a button-down shirt and dress shoes, not knowing the dress code, thinking oh, I gotta dress nice to get in, thinking there's gonna be a dress code. I'm thinking I'm going to Atlantic City or something, to a club in one of the casinos. No, I was way overdressed. Way overdressed, because you show up and it's a club on the beach, it's right across the street from the beach. And, I mean, people are in there in shirts and shorts. So, whatever. I decided that that night I was just going to drink as many Long Island iced teas as I could drink and have a good time or whatever. And I had a friend with me who was a former football player as well. And I don't know, when you're around football players, man, they get very handsy and they always want to be rough. And especially linemen, they always want to like set block and like extend their arms and like push people around. And we're in the like, you know, middle of the dance area. And I remember my, like this kid pushed me and like I just didn't want to be pushed and I pushed him back. And I guess they thought a fight was happening. And I just, you know, I just feel the bouncers scoop me up. Two bouncers scoop me up off my feet, carry me out, and next thing you know, I'm outside in a matter of like 30 seconds. Night over. That was my first time at DJ's. But then I learned, and I got a little bit older, and I figured out the game. That was, let's say, like 2009, 2010. By 2011, 2012, I had a VIP card, and a friend of mine was a bartender there. And I learned the game. I learned you show up for lunch. You show up for happy hour. You get stamped. You beat the cover. You beat the line. You're in there. And if you have a friend that works there and can get you a VIP card, you can always cut the line. You can always get in there. And man, once you actually like know what you're doing, as most things in life, especially in like New York, the more you know, once you know what you're doing, you know your way around. Like that's how I feel at Yankee Stadium. I'm like, man, when I first started coming to Yankee Stadium, I didn't know a damn thing. I didn't know anything. Now, I got skeleton keys in that place. I'll pop up anywhere. So with DJs, once I learned the game, man, I learned the game, and I didn't even have much money back then, but I would always end up there having a good time. And I went to Monmouth University, where very early on, they started doing some promotions with Monmouth University. Like, you know, show your student ID card in exchange for a summer VIP card. And a lot of the girls and some of the dudes at Monmouth, definitely a lot of the Greek life, the sororities, fraternities, they get beach houses in Bradley Beach, Belmar, live from DJs in Belmar. They get shore houses down there where they live and work in the summer and go to DJs and go to the shore bars every day. So I used to always be in there. I'm from there, though. I didn't need a house. My mom stayed up the hill in Neptune, a 9-minute ride away, where I would just, you know, get in the car, go down Route 33 and be home. But, man, those were some of the days partying back then. It was just before we didn't even have, like, Instagram wasn't a thing. Snapchat wasn't a thing. We had Facebook. We had Twitter. But it was, like, it was before the days of, like, everybody being on their phones. It was all just about, like, going there, drinking. Some of the best DJs would pull up there. And they had their own roster of DJs. They would hand out CDs. They had their own things and chants. The napkin throwing, the props. I don't know. DJs is 101, man. Those people make a ton of money that own that place. They own the block. They can do what they want there. And they party all summer. And some of the girls that I used to know there were making full-on salaries in a summer. Like, they were making in a summer what I made doing social media managing for a year in New York City. 877-337-6666. Joe is out in Las Vegas. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. Hanging out and, you know, talking sports. Some Knicks, some Yankees, some Mets, and, you know, even mixing in some DJs conversation as we go down for the third year summer to kick off this Friday.
No, it's funny you mentioned Evan and Tiki earlier. I listened today and actually called in, and I love that they gave you a shout. Evan gave you a shout out for your Yankees knowledge. He's like, "Oh, I go to Keith if I need anything Yankees." Was like, that makes sense. He goes to the games.
Yeah, and it was about Clay Holmes, and I was there, and I told my story on air. I had to do Susan Star of the Game, and I don't know, it was just system overload for me. So with two outs in the eighth inning, right. I get up to get going to go down, take the elevator, go down to the corridor, go to the visitor clubhouse. And before I do that, I see the lights go off. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I said on air, and like the only two times they did that was the postseason in 2022 and the Bad Bunny concert. But whatever, it was cool for Clay.
Definitely. And Boone acted like he didn't see it.
Yeah, and then I heard Evan But, like, Moresh called me so quick. I was listening. My phone rang. It only rang for, like, maybe two or three rings, if that. And then when I call back the number, it says Entercom NYC. It calls back and it goes to engineering. So I didn't, they didn't need me to come in, and I just text Evan, and Evan relayed the text, but Evan knows. Evan goes to Mets games, right? So he knows if there's somebody to talk to about what goes on in Yankee Stadium, it's me.
Yep. Which is funny because the time slot you're in is perfect, because if the Yankees go into 33 innings, you could still be at the game. Evan gets yelled at for going to opening day, you know?
Yeah, that was different, though. I was at opening day, and I took off opening day, and everybody here knew that for weeks. I was not coming here. I took off.
Well, when Evan did it, that was the funniest thing ever. I don't know if it was staged. I don't care.
I think it was partly staged, but I think we got to the bottom of it that it obviously was a bit. But there was some real stuff in there. They just leaned into it a lot.
No, I understand. They knew where to hit each other. Where they were okay with it. I got it. Like, oh, your family doesn't see you. It was like,
It gave Evan and Spike an opportunity to, like, actually make some, like, real jokes at each other and say some, like, mean things on air that they probably,
like, roasted each other.
Wanted to say, but never actually did.
No, I thought it was hysterical. It was great. I called in. I said, hey, to Tiki, you know, I'm a diehard Giants fan. So it was great to just be able to talk to him for a second. But so I called about the Yankees, like, you know, at first, but then the whole Knicks thing came up. So, yeah, the whole Bridges thing, you know, I like the idea, but the Knicks need a a solid scorer. Like, either it's going to be Randall or it's going to be someone else, if that makes sense.
I think it's got to be somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. We would have to trade
someone
Randall
that can
for
create their
better.
Own shot off ball.
Maybe a bigger body, because the Pacers really, they just look stronger than us. And granted, we had a lot of injuries and we didn't have Randall. We didn't have Anunoby. But I think going for maybe more of a big would be better, because Hartenstein could leave. Robinson, we don't know if he's going to be healthy. But we could even try that in the draft, which is a weak draft, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, you're most likely not drafting a guy that's going to make an impact this year. But definitely need some more size. Pause. Definitely need, like, you know, length. You need guys that can defend and also get their shots off against some of these teams like the Pacers, the Celtics. I don't know. I trust the Knicks to do what they got to do. They did enough to get where they got this year. I know that they're going to keep cooking, and they're obviously going to ask Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart, what they think.
I would 100% have them, like, know who they're.
Not to cut you off, Jalen Brunson ascended, but all three of them were backup players. All three of them were bench players. None of them. This DiVincenzo played the most minutes of his career by a lot this year. Josh Hart, too. Josh Hart said he found a home, right, that he bounced around. And I think he said he had four different coaches.
Yeah,
you know, like,
it was crazy.
He belongs here in New York, but he doesn't belong on the floor for 48 minutes.
No, you can't do that to people. Like, if I was a Yankees coach, I'd be fired in a week. I'd just put Luke Weaver out there I'd put him out there every day till his arm fell off. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
People need a break. I mean, I know when the Yankees do it, you get a little puzzled. Like, who's this person? Why is this janitor?
No, it's all in a plan for the greater good, to keep guys fresh, to give guys scheduled rest, to rest their arms. So today was a Yankees scheduled rest day. They should have won the first game. And losing the first game does not change the plans for the scheduled rest.
It makes sense. And the first game, in reality, was a couple. You know, we could have put more runs on the board. We got caught stealing twice that were challenged, which was that to me was insane, to have two you know, caught stealings that are challenged, that are overturned, and you're out. And those could have been runs, and that's partly why I don't understand why. To have Volpe run when Soto is next, I don't really understand it. Like, there's a very good chance you're going to the next base.
Boone kind of talked to him, and everybody saw that clip of Boone in the dugout kind of showing him, hey, look up at the scoreboard. Like, we've got the big guys coming up, like, to make that first out on the base pass after you got on. Like, pick your spots. I feel like they weren't letting him. They weren't giving him the green light to steal bases for a little while as he was like trying to work on getting back to hitting as a leadoff hitter. But now I think he's got the green light again. It's just an adjustment to know when to go, when not.
So what you're saying is that some runners can just go when they feel like it.
No, I think it's so, I mean, some guys probably, like, definitely not on this Yankees team. I think with Volpe, though,
back in the day, yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, you know? But I think with Volpe, though, I think there was a definite conversation about him stealing bases, and I think they probably just had him chill for a little while he was adjusting, and now it's back on. But now that it's back on, you got to pick your spots because we're trying to win games. You know, we don't want you getting a race from the base pass, taking the tying run or you know, any run off the base path because you're trying to steal a base and you get got. What was it? Yeah, him and I really John think, Birdie?
No. Yeah, you're right. No, you're Birdie and Volpe. But the thing is that now you have to think twice. Those Mariners, they're practicing that. There's no way you're tagging somebody on the foot two times in a row.
Like, no, they're good. They've had over the last couple of years one of the best infield defenses. Those guys are sharp, man. They're very good. J.P. Crawford, they're a good team.
The France, yeah. I mean, and the other thing is you got their outfield's good. We have some good teams. Like, I know there was the whole discussion of, oh, can the Yankees beat good teams? Like, you know, we might lose to some good teams, but we also swept the Astros, who are coming back now. I mean, people can say the Astros started bad, but they started bad because
Kyle Tucker. Leading the league with 17 homers, and I think the Astros have won,
incredible.
I don't know, like 10 out of their last, whatever. I knew you couldn't keep them down. They had a terrible start, but like they win too much and they cheat so much. Eventually, they're going to figure it out.
Absolutely. They have a mole in every clubhouse in baseball somewhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're only five games back of the Mariners now. They've won 8 out of their last 10.
That's incredible. I've been watching that, and I'm like, Jesus. I'm like,
they're getting their pitching back little by little, and now we're getting deeper in the season. And when you have a guy, when you have a guy on pace to hit 56 home runs this year, that helps.
No, absolutely. No, I agree.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 877-337-6666. Yeah, man. Back to the DJ's conversation, too. Who's winning Pulse of the People this year? I guess that's off the table without Craig. And that was awarded the last few years at the DJ's kickoff the summer party. Trying to think about what else goes down. I know they have plans. I know Evan's going to shave. Tommy's going to dress up as the Stanley Cup. I don't know. I'm pulling up. Probably just have a couple of drinks. And see who I know from my high school, college, in the areas there. And just talk to fans. And, you know, the weather's supposed to be pretty straight, I believe. That's part of it, too. I think either last year or 2 years before, it was so overcast. Like, and with Boomer and Geo starting in the morning, oh, we got a great day. It's going to be 84 on Friday. Let me check. This is the location up here in New York. Oh, actually, it's going to be different down the shore. They're saying there might be some rain Friday. 76, but with Boomer and Geo starting in the morning, you just don't want it to be so cold out there, but a ton of people show up, man. And I remember watching on CBS Sports Network the last couple years and being like, man, there's a lot of people out there and the weather is not great for it. Like, to have to show up in coats or in jackets and hoodies, not ideal. All right, last 24 minutes I've got on the Fan as we get ready for game one with the Rangers. Still talking about the Knicks season that was and going through everything that happened with the two losses, the first two games of the series with the Mets and the Yankees. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up and join the show. I'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Now the pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider. A third period hat trick.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Back at it on The Fan in New York. A couple minutes left here, and Big Mac's ready to go. I was just thinking about Big Mac last year rocking the mic on stage. I just didn't know Big Mac had the stage presence, the vocal cords. I knew he could sing a little bit, but like, I just had a new respect for Chris McMonagle after seeing him get on the stage down there in my hometown area and rock. I think he did... Wanted, dead or alive. And I was like, yeah, look at C-Mac go. I think it was last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. No, I think it was last year. Just like to fill time. You know, I have a ton of respect for people. Like, being on the mic right now, like, there's nobody in here. So, you know, you can't see who's listening. It's so quiet at WFN. It's me. It's Marco. It's Fleegs. It's C-Mac in here. That's different. But if you have the guts, the balls, the courage, whatever it is, to grab a mic and perform in front of 100 people, strangers, and also it's like, I don't know, streaming on the radio, I was like, all right, Big Mac. I knew Big Mac had it in him to be a solo host. I knew he had some stage presence because that's hard to do. That's nerve-wracking, you know? But obviously with Craig used to tell him, did I tell you to turn your mic on? 877-337-6666. So I'm in here watching ESPN and they're talking about Panthers-Rangers storylines. Panthers could be the first team to reach the Stanley Cup. Ah, it just cut off on me. The first team to reach the Stanley Cup. I'm trying to guess what that the rest of that sentence could have been. I got to do my my Googles and my research on the Panthers and figure out what that is. But yeah, here we go. Panthers are -115 in game one. Rangers are -105. And all the anxiety comes right back. All of the angst and all of the hopes and dreams of the Rangers fans. Here it is tonight. Game one. Eastern Conference Finals. Madison Square Garden. Let's go out to Minneapolis, Minnesota and talk to Mark on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I actually want to bring something that I wouldn't think other people would think. Maybe losing those two games against Carolina was, like, I guess, more exciting for I guess, us Rangers fans. Like, you win all the games, it kind of gets, like, boring, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
The take that I had on it was it was necessary. It's adversity that you need. Because if the Rangers just swept the Capitals, swept the Hurricanes, you start to think, oh, this is easy. Oh, we're just going to sweep. We're never going to lose. We are a team of destiny. This is our year. We are better than everyone. And then you have to have like a gut check. You have that reality check. You have that thought, even that fear of like, hey, wait, like we can't blow this. And it just makes you bring the best out of yourself. And that's what we saw. We saw Chris Kreider literally have his best moment, put the team on his back, a natural hat trick to save the day.
Right, yeah. I also don't understand why the Rangers are underdogs in any of these games. I think they're underdogs for the worst out of all four teams. I think they're underdogs to win the whole thing.
They won the President's Cup, President's Trophy. They have the best home ice advantage in the sport with Madison Square Garden. I'm right there with you, but I don't know. Vegas must know something we don't.
I guess so. We'll see. All right, thank you, man. I'll speak later.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah, we're about to see. You know, when I first started getting into hockey, there was a lot of people that said there's nothing like playoff hockey. Stanley Cup playoffs is a different level. And I feel like as you advance, the level gets ratcheted up even more. And here we go with Panthers. Rangers, it is going to be intense. It's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be. I can't describe it. I just know it's a high level of hockey. I know that both sides are on a mission. I mean, the Panthers team with the run that they had last year and the Rangers team with no run last year. Let's see it. Who wants it more? I feel like the Rangers just, you know, losing to Tampa 2 years ago. Losing to the Devils here, like, I feel like they're going to want it more. I feel like fate is on their side, obviously, from the 30 years, 1994, and we'll see. None of us know anything. That's why we watch. That's why we bet. That's why these tickets are a ridiculous price. And it's just good to have another team in New York advance and another team in New York with a chance to play for a championship and a chance to potentially bring a parade back. And I know you Rangers fans feel it. I know you guys, even in the last series when you felt like, oh, no, we're going game seven. And, nah, don't worry about it. Like, a fresh new series. This is going to go on for two more weeks. And fingers crossed that the Rangers edge the Panthers out and move on to the Stanley Cup. And then it's lit, man, no matter what happens. To have your team in the Stanley Cup, to have your team reach the final, it's euphoric. There's nothing else. Obviously, the next step is to win it. Obviously, the next step is to bring it home. But you got to get there first. 877-337-6666. So I see Brian Cashman's name is trending. And I saw there was a lot of talk about, you know, Andy Martino's book, The Yankee Way. I have the book, but I'm starting to get a collection of books. I got a stack of books now. I'm not going to read these books, man. And I can read, but I read articles all day. I read Twitter all day. I never find the peace and quiet to read a book. Like, my house is not peace and quiet. My son is a maniac. Love him. I was having a conversation with my wife driving from the stadium tonight. She's like, why don't you sleep in the guest room tonight? She's like, you need to sleep. Like, you're going a mile a minute. You're calling the game. You're hosting events. You're going to the game. You're doing your show. You don't sleep. Like, last night I slept from 4 to 6:30, got up, made his bottle, went back to sleep from like 7 to 9:30. Then I had somewhere to be at 10 o'clock, came back from that, slept 10:30 to 12, had a doctor's appointment, came back from the doctor's appointment, got ready and drove to the stadium, went to the game. Now I'm here. When am I going to have a time to sit down and read even a chapter of a book? Not for nothing. I'm a God-fearing man. I'm not religious. I don't go to church, but like, I believe in God and I wear a cross around my neck. I would, if any book, I would sit down and crack open, it'd be the Bible. I tap back in with some of the power that comes from the Bible. I don't have time to read books, but shout out to Andy Martino pushing his book. I know he was in here today, and I see as Brian Cashman's name is trending, there's a WFAN tweet that says Brian Cashman will leave after this deal. I wouldn't be so sure about that, as I was just with Cash today, and Cashman is I jokingly called him the eternal Yankees GM. And, you know, I talked to Cashman about a few things. And I keep it a buck with him. And if you look at my Twitter and Instagram, I have the video where I tell him I never bought a Fire Cashman shirt because I just thought the whole Fire Cashman thing, they're not going to fire Cashman, one. He has no fireable offenses. And two, who do you hire to replace Brian Cashman in this current juncture? Nobody. Like, and anybody that they would have replaced Brian Cashman would have to have a hand in that, a say in that. And I also said I didn't go to Brian Cashman or Fire Cashman night because they brought the Martian up. They brought Dominguez up and Wells up. And I don't know, after all that happened, the Fire Cashman night had no momentum. We knew we were cooked. But I did say, hey, Cash, stack the deck. If this team is showing you how good they are, okay, they stubbed their toe. They lost two games so far. If this team is showing you how good they are, stack the deck. Leave no stone unturned. Add good players so that we can make this march to the Fall Classic. And he said, we're certainly going to try. So I see people talking about Cashman and even people's responses to that. Oh, Cashman's done after this. Cashman's done when he says he's done. And like myself getting opportunities in the Yankee universe to be around different Yankee players and Yankee front office people and doing the radio call. I'm just learning more and more. The Yankees are run. They're a global brand, but they're a small mom and pop brand. They are run by some of the same people, same faces. There's not that many people that run the Yankees, the Yes Network. It's the same people that have been there. So if you think you're moving any of those people out of their seats because of a contract, he'll get another contract. And what if the Yankees don't win a World Series in this time? You think he's gone out without that? He's been vocal about wanting some of the best players here to get the opportunity, right? So if his contract is another 3 years and Aaron Judge's contract is another 6 after, like, and Aaron Judge doesn't get to a World Series, I don't know. I don't see there being any type of Brian Cashman being done after this deal. But anywho, back to the phone we go. Tony's in Bridgewater on the Fan. What's up, Tony? Tony, T-O-N-Y on the Fan in NY. Tony.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is.
How are you, Pete?
I could hear that the phone that you picked it up, but I couldn't hear your voice. So.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Hey, Pete, I actually met you a few weeks ago at the Yankees-A's game in the Legends Suites. We dapped it up. My buddy, his girlfriend, got us those tickets. And,
oh, yes, I remember. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But just want to say, you know, keep doing your thing, man. Big fan.
Yeah, I asked if your girlfriend was familiar too. I always think it's crazy, but it's not crazy. When you know girlfriends know me as well, but I'm like, it's because you guys are in the car together.
That's funny, man. But just want to ask, you know, obviously Yankees pitching's been unbelievable. You know, the beauty of baseball. Gerrit Cole goes down, and somehow the Yankee staff is unbelievable and performing at an extremely high level. Schmidt and Gill and the guys, Stroman, obviously. Do you think that this will continue all year long, or they'll slow down a little bit? You know, obviously 2 months into the season here, but I mean, do you think Clark Schmidt is a top 10 pitcher in the league? Do you think that this staff is going to continue to carry, you know, sub three ERAs? What's your thought here, Keith?
I'll say this: it's a great start without Gerrit Cole. But they're not physically without Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is a coach. Gerrit Cole is around. Gerrit Cole is helping. Gerrit Cole is talking to all these guys, and they all like band together to help each other out. Luis Gil said so much. When I called his game on Saturday, I said, man, you got to tip your cap to Matt Blake. And then in the post game, he gave credit to Gerrit Cole and how much Gerrit Cole has helped him. So I don't know how long it continues, but, man, to think how much we wanted Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, or Corbin Burns, Dylan Cease, or even like a Shane Bieber. Don't need them. We got what we need.
You're so right, and I think it was funny to see Eovaldi last year with the Rangers succeeding, and obviously Montgomery, myself included, you know, Yankee fans were up in arms, and, you know, it looked bad. You mentioned Brian Cashman before, and, you know, the stuff with Montgomery, I know people got on him for and things, but, I mean, to see the Yankees pitchers to the start that, you know, they're having this year is just incredible.
Yeah, and they have three guys, if you count Nestor, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil, homegrown guys, came through the organization, right? Stroman, Rodon, you had to go out and pay. But I love the deal for Stroman, and Stroman has been great. Rodon has been a lot better. I feel like people talk so much in the offseason about how, oh, this whole season hinges on what kind of pitcher Carlos Rodon is. No, it hasn't.
Sure.
But he's been a lot better than he was last year.
Yeah. No, absolutely, Keith. Well, just want to say, always enjoy listening to the show, and glad to hear you doing the play-by-play for the Yanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Nice to meet you guys in Legends. I got to get back into Legends. I was with Bernie earlier tonight, and they left the suite. I'm like, where are you guys going? They're like, oh, we're going down to watch the game in Legends. They're going to put us on the big screen. Bernie gets a great ovation, and he's flashing the ring. Shout out to Forge, Bernie's manager. The softball game is coming up this summer, and the golf outings and all that good stuff as we approach summer 2024. It is crazy to me to think that we're already at another summer Memorial Day weekend. You know, me being from the shore, it's Memorial Day weekend is the official, unofficial, official start of summer, whatever. Like, summer starts for us. The Bennies pull up. They're in their summer rentals, and the summer bars are open. And I can't wait to see people at DJs. I'm washed. I'm old now, though. Like, I can't drink like I used to. I'm married. I got a kid. But, man, I think about the days. I said, I pulled some baddies out of that place, bro. That is a place where some of the finest girls go in the area. Some of them don't want to go to Barre or Headliner or even some of those little pubs. And I'm not trying to throw any of the other places under the bus because I've been in all of those places growing up. There was a point in time where I felt like I was doing the bar scene in the shore so much, I was begging to get out. I wanted out so bad because I'm like, all I do is go to the same places every weekend. It's like a never-ending cycle. But DJs is a place where you will see some 10s. And they're drinking. And they drink in there at 3, 4 o'clock. Like, it's 10, 11 o'clock. Like, and it gets dark in there where you don't know what time it is. And it's a good vibe. It's a good scene, man. I know it's going to go from, like, you know, day party with maybe some younger kids and some outside. I hope some pretty girls pull up. That's fun for everybody. But, yeah, you should show up if you're in the area or if you're going down the shore for the weekend. Come out to the summer kickoff party with Boomer and Gio, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki. No KM to AM out there. That'd be crazy, right? Imagine doing I would be down for it, though. But 7 p.m. to midnight, it would get too wild out there. They got to shut it down because once it turns to night out there, It's a line down the street, heavy police activity and everything else. But looking forward to another summer, another kickoff to summer where I'm from. I'm going to go down there probably, I don't know, by the afternoon. I think I'll probably plan on getting there by the time Evan and Tiki starts. And yeah, we'll see. That's another KM to 2 a.m. And here we go, Rangers. And we'll hope that the Mets can not get swept and the Yankees can, I don't know, win a game here and not lose the series. And we'll keep talking the sports and taking your calls. C-Mac is coming up next to do his thing. Maybe get you Rangers fans pumped up because it is time. That's the most important thing. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. It's game one. It's in New York. The baseball is what it is. C-Mac's coming up next. Keep McPherson out of here. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN New York.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.